Mishnah Vav Sif Aleph Mishaburas of Katan Dalit. So we have to put to this Mechitza in the Amos Amayim as it, where it enters and where it leaves the Chotzer. Beginning Sos of Yitzias of Ratzlan Ramakim Shekinisas Amayim the Chotzer. Ramakim Yitzias Amayim the Chotzer. Where it enters and where it leaves, Vakob Bifnim Apnei Rech of Amos Amayim. It has to be within the banks of the Amos Amayim as opposed to above it, across the across the width of the Amos Amayim where the water comes in, and it has to be Meshukah B'mayim, it has to be submerged. The Lachlok Ben Amayim Shebechutz, the same Carmel as the Amayim Shebefnim, in order to make it distinct. The water which is outside, which is not part of this water, it's called a caramel that's in the water inside, is part of the chotzer. It's only going to be valid if the mechitza is submerged into the water. You have to have some above the water and some in the water. So, in a case where at least it's above, at least one tefach should be in the water. In the case where it's below, you need at least one tefach to be above the water. It has to be obvious that there's a mechitza here. So you need both parts. Okay. What's going on? Okay, so we made this barrier coming across from both sides of the bank. The banks, even though they don't meet in the middle, you'll say love. If Sava should be called Tzad, Pirish should be Tzad, Knesa, Tzad Yitzia, also Mechitza L'Rechav Ama. And both ends of the Chotzer, he made this wall. El Shalom also Mechitza B'Tzad, Knesa, Kula, B'Chticha Achas, El B'Shecha Tichas. But that Mechitza, which he put where it entered the Chotzer, he didn't make it out of one piece. He made it out of two pieces, which were situated on the two sides of the water. There was a space for the water to go through in between the two sides. And the same thing on the other end of the chotzer, where the water leaves. So it works. If it's less than three tefachim, it's lovin. Times I feel you. So the mechitza can be made out of multiple scenarios of love, not that, but just in the middle. Okay. If the place where the Amma entered into the chotzer was not three tefachim wide, said a kol shori. And it's over there, and it's our Afilu, the chamash apachd b'shlosh amin alavid. So, if the opening itself is less than three tefachim wide, it's like the both sides of the river have met. So, it's clearly cut off from the water above. Clearly, halachically cut off from the water above. Menir the afilu imitzad hasheni who rochav shlosh. Avgeni natzar tikun came the mitzad echad who kisasim lagamri came the shanyam averes b'schachotzer kamavur lekame. So that scenario, which is actually it's halachically totally closed, you know, practically it's not, but halachically it has a din of being totally closed. So then you don't need to cut it off from the on the other side. It's only because we're making this halachic reality or that's cut off from the water above, but over here, because it's less than three tefachim wide, which has been of lavud, lavud, albeit that lavud is a pasha, is a lachot mashmi sinai, but there's an element of swara to it, that a certain amount of gap is not significant, it's as if the whole thing is closed. So we down that as if it's closed totally, so then it's not connected to the water at all. So we'll see in the next scenario The fact that it's attached on one side doesn't bother us. It's only because there was a chil attached on both ends that we need to cut off both ends. And this, we're cutting off one end, the end which is love, but it's efficient, and the rest you don't have to worry about. Okay. Sip base. Chotzer, shenifrit zom, lachan al yam, oirel appears. So, so that there is a breakthrough in the wall, and this chotzer was immediately adjacent to a lake, and some water is coming in into the chotzer.
It's not all, it's derech, right? It's going through the pirsa, not over it. Over it doesn't matter whether the pirsa or not.
Right, it's coming through the pirsa, correct. Okay. Im eno bimloyoi, mehem pirsa yosin mi asorah. So mutter lamal timir lahachlis abayas. So the guy says, well, Baruch Hashem, there's water here. So, how do we deal with this? So we say, the halacha is that a opening of less than 10 amos in a chotzer is considered a doorway. It's not considered to be a pirtza. With one exception. If it's nifras bimloya, if one, the whole side is totally poritz, that's a problem. So a scenario where the side is not totally poritz, and the opening is less than 10 amos, we deal with it as a doorway, which does not ask the chotzer. So the chotzer is a functioning chotzer. So the water, which now has come through the pirtza, is considered that it's enclosed in the chotzer. So like it's distinct from the water outside. It's not connected to the water outside. And therefore you're allowed to use that, take that water. And it's not called taking water from the caramelist. It's called taking water from a chotzer. However, nifrit sabim loya, if the whole side, the wall, totally collapsed, or if the gap, the wall was much longer than 10 amas, but the gap was 10 amas, more than 10 amas. Okay, so can I draw this water or not? So im nishar b'makom shenifritz, in the place where the pirtza took place, there were gedudim, kevayim asar, so there's still some of the wall is still there. So there's as if there's a pile of stones, which is 10 amas tall. Excuse me, I'm sorry, 10 tefachim tall. Even though b'mayim mechasim esom, even though the water is covering it, what to the malas memenu bechotzer? So it's still considered like it's there, to the extent that it's considered it's separating the yam from the water in the chotzer. However, the chotzer is considered because it's underwater, so there's no mechitza there. No mechitza that you cannot carry in the chotzer from the chotzer to the bayis. But you are allowed to take some of that water to use in the chotzer. Allah sought this in the bayis. To bring the water inside of that situation, you'd have to make a mechitza, which would be a valid halacha mechitza. If, however, the wall collapsed totally, there's no piles of stones left. So then within the chotzer itself, it's also resolved. Okay. So the picture which he's showing over here is there's a pirtza which is less than 10 amas. The walls are still there and it's coming into the chotzer. Or it's nifritz bimloya. Over here you have a situation where it's nifritz bimloya, but there's still some piles of stones visible. The idea being there's gedudim there. So those are the three options that were that we're looking at. Pirtz is less tanamis, and the walls are still there, so you can take the water. You can even take the water into the bias. In this situation, you, since they're gedulim, you can take the water and use it on the chotzer, but you cannot carry it into the bias. Okay. Because in one scenario, the chotzer, since the walls of the side are still there, so the chotzer is still considered an enclosed chotzer, and the opening is less than tanamis. In a chotzer, an opening less than tanamis is considered a pesach. So it's not mevatel the shem mechitz at all. So the chotzer is enclosed. In a closed chotzer, you're allowed to take things from the chotzer to the bias and vice versa. See, even the water is considered cut off from the rest of the water. You can draw the water, you can carry it inside the house, etc. If it's open totally, so then the chotzer is not a functioning chotzer. So you cannot carry from things from the chotzer to the bias. So you cannot draw water from the chotzer and bring it to the bias either. Since there are gedudim, we're going to give a kula. We're going to allow this, which we're going to allow. You can draw the water in the chotzer using the chotzer.
Draw the water in the chotzer using the chotzer.
Using it in the chotzer, and then use the water in the chotzer. Yud, what do the malas mean? So in a case where the Lashon Yam went into the chotzer, but the wall of the chotzer remained in a way that it's being mapped there, the chotzer. So then, what do the malas mean? Shehi amuka sarah v'chal barpo. Even though the water is 10 tefachim deep, it's 4 tefachim wide, so it's okay. The I amasamayim. And the Dermalam Samayim and Vorleya Sefalov. So, what's the difference? Why we're here is one enclosure enough, even without like putting a mechitza on the space where the water is directly. And why don't we just look at this as a form of an Amasamayim? Amasamayim is going through the wall of the chutzpah. So, you need a mechitza on the water. So, why is that true? The Bekan, Kimish Nichlis, Loshana Yam Bechotzah, Ben Yotzimimimimimimimimimim. It's just going in, it's not going out in the other side. So then, who kibor shebechotzer? Umachitzer is a chotzer material. So we look at it as like it's a water source. In the chotzer, it becomes part of the chotzer. It's like a cistern in the chotzer, and therefore the closure of the chotzer is matter it. Kimish lo nifrit yosim yeser ubechal pesa, because the gap is less than 10 amos wide is considered a doorway. The habikilo mechitzas kiam is like the doorway is considered as if there's a wall. So it's like the whole thing is closed. So it's closed. So zunday, enjoy your water and your chotzer. It continues on in both directions. So that's considered distinct and separate. It's not considered part of the chotzer by the virtue of the fact that it's connected above and below, upstream and downstream. The side of the wall facing the water has collapsed. So if the gedurim gevoy masor after that, but there's still some piles which are 10 tochim high. So we down it as if the mechitzas are still there, but not totally. So what? You're allowed to draw water from the yam into the chotzer. Mimeno b'chotzer. The pomim shemayim shorkim and mechitzas nikaris. Seemingly right now they're submerged. Since sometimes that changes, that's good enough. Even though the water has not receded yet, and right now these gedudim are totally submerged, therefore still, whereas the bias, which is not near where the mechitza is, as far as the bias is, there's like there's no mechitzas there because they're not visible. Even when the water recedes, it's not so visible.
Einum.
The point is, we're saying by a chotzer that an opening of up to 10 amas is considered a doorway, the access point in and out. And that doesn't bother us. So what I need to enclose, in a case where it's different between loy, I don't enclose the whole thing. I enclose enough that the gap will not be more than 10.
Is there any shear on these gidudim?
They have to be 10, 12 high.
Right, but how much of the bush do they have to cover?
No.
They don't have to break it into less than 10 on the open segments.
No.
Huh.
Right. Let's have a look at Nisha Gedudim. It's Lerma Shaloi. Nisha Gedudim, Geboy Masara. There might be Gedudim there, but they're not 10 Tvachim high. It doesn't help me. They're halachically insignificant. Also, Philo the Malus. Who would in the Talta Bachatz? You can't carry in the Chatzar either. Kim and Chupar is Yosem Yasser. The Mokam also. There's an opening of more than 10. Amis. And it's opening out an area where it's also to carry, so this area becomes also to carry as well. If this extension of the water coming into the chotzer is deep, we made a deep ditch. So that itself, because they become the mechitza. You can carry the chotzer. Also, the malus manner, kimin shena mechitza agabo ben erlo ben amayim shebachutz. Okay. Simshin and Zion. Did Chatzar Pachas Mi Arba Amos Ubiv. So we have two scenarios over here. Bo Kimosif. Chatzar Shapsuchusa Mi Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. So you have this chotzer, which is not 4 by 4 amas. So the first halacha is in shayfin on the sechem mayim b'shabbes b'mesachama. You cannot throw out wastewater onto this chotzer, arguing that what happens is that I'm pouring it here in the chotzer, and that which flows on later on to Rishas Rabbim is not my maisa, therefore it's not my problem. So if the area which you're pouring it onto is 4 amas, we say it's a good argument. In general, the amount they're pouring out could get absorbed in that area. It's not for sure that it's going to run, flow beyond that. He had no intention for that action. It's not a psik ratio, so it's not us. In a case where it's less than 4 by 4, we have to assume that by definition, the water is not all going to absorb into the area. The water is going to continue to flow. It's going to flow out into the Rishon Rabbim. It's going to be a problem that you're doing a hutzah from this chotzer to Rishon Rabbim. Shekim Hashem Ba'ar Ba'amas Ein Zosayim Mayim Sha'adam Osir Lishtamash B'chol Yom Roi Li Ba'al Ba. The amount of water which a person normally uses per day is 2 saw. And it's not shayach to absorb 2 saw in an area of less than 4 amas.
What happened to the heter of kocha?
So it's not considered kocha.
If I'm not mistaken,
if it's possible to absorb over here, even though it doesn't stay, so it's not called I'm throwing it there. It's called I'm throwing it here. Then it flows afterwards. That's called kachay. But if it's impossible, that's equivalent to saying I'm throwing it there.
From importance onto the wall, maybe just dripped off the wall. That
was the case of Carmelis. Over here, we're talking about Mrs. Rabin.
Ah.
So Hechel goes to the Carmelis.
It's Mrs. Rabin here. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, forgive me. If I'm not mistaken, I remember hearing that 40 saw would be roughly the equivalent of about 200 gallons. Is that not correct?
So two
saw would be about 10 gallons of water a day?
You can do the math. There are a revius is, let's call it, for argument's sake, we'll call the revius four ounces, which is it's less really. But it makes life easy because the revius is a quarter of a lug. So if a revius is 4 ounces, 4 revius is 16 ounces, it means a lug is 16 ounces, which means a lug is the same thing as a pint. There are 6 lug.
In a saw?
In a kav. Oh. There's 4 kav in a there's 4 lug. There's 6 lug in a kav, and there's 4 kav in a saw. So there's 24 lugin in a saw. So
24 times 16.
24 times a pint is 24 pints, right? There are 4 pints. It's about 5 gallons, yeah. So it's about 10 gallons.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I think it's really actually less, but it's about there. Yes. So, Shalom Wasili Shtamish B'chol Yom, that's the amount of water each person normally uses for his wastewater, etc. So since I'm pouring out, I'm pouring out directly to Rishus HaRabim because I know it's not going to absorb here, it's going to flow onwards. Okay. L'kachzor Avlasus Guma. So what's the solution? You can dig a hole, which is within the chatzor, which is deep enough and wide enough that the water can hold a sosayim. Shalem Chalola Machzekas Sosayim. It could hold the amount of water of two saw. Chalgum Shehu Chatziyama Achatziyama Berum Shloisha Chum Sheyama Machzekas Sosayim. So if you dig something which is half an amma by 3/5 of an amma deep, it's a half an amma long and half an amma wide and 3.6 deep of an amma, that holds two saw. So if you dig that hole, so then when you pour it, the chances are the water is going to gather into this hole and not going through Shasar Rabin. Then even if someone consequently it does, that's not part of your mice. Now, where do you dig this hole, this little place to absorb the water? So you have two options. You can dig it in the chatzor itself, or you can dig it right outside of the chatzor, but immediately adjacent to the chatzor. Beinim yasena bifnim bechatzor. Oy bechutz.
In the Rishus HaRab.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
Well.
Right. But in the case you're digging it in Bechutz, it means you're digging it in Rishus HaRabim. So it's only considered distinct from Rishus HaRabim. Elashim yasena Bechutz Zorach L'chasoyitza B'nasorim. K'tei Shehei Mokim B'tur. So I have to make it distinct from Rishus HaRabim, so I cover it with boards. So I pour the water into the chotzer. It'll flow underneath there into this little container, which is underneath, this little spot which is underneath, which is not part of the Rishus HaRabim, by virtue of the fact that it's set off in the Rishus HaRabim by being covered. So it's neither like a Makom Patur. So the flow of my water is going to go from my chotzer into the Makom Patur. People remind me of the Makom Patur. Kima Shiyasa Guma. Yagalishbach Ba Koma Shigirtsa. Once you make this Guma, so we don't put a limit on how much you're allowed to pour. That the truth is, Mitaraisa, this is not also, it's not considered your Maisa. You're pouring into the Chatzah. The fact that those are Sazarabim is not your Maisa. The Chaman gave it an Isser. So they gave a Heter if it's theoretically perceived that you're not pouring directly into the Sazarabim, even though that's how people perceive it. But if you can create a way they don't perceive it like that, then it's Mutter, even though halachically it's not really your Maisa. So it's only also Mitarabonin. So they're Mater as long as you have this guma there. However, if the guma doesn't hold sasaim, well, yishpoich ba klal, then you cannot pour there at all. Okay, so the picture that they have, they're putting over here, the way this they're envisioning it, is here's the hole, and here's it going out on the Rishon LeRabim, but it's covered in the Rishon LeRabim side. Yeah. Picture over here. So you're pouring it out over here, it's going out in the Rishon LeRabim, but it's covered, so it's considered a Malkum Patur on the Rishon LeRabim side. This is all talking about a case where the chatzar wasn't four by four. But if the chatzar was 4x4, filahu arch v'katan, even if the shape is not necessarily a square, it's a rectangle, it's narrow and long and narrow. So it's theoretically where I'm pouring, it's not necessarily going to go that way down the length of the chatzar. It might just spread that way out into the Rishon LeRabim. But it might hold, it's 4x4. So it really could theoretically spread on the chatzar and be absorbed. Oh, the Mosek Shomim, the chatzar kosher. There, Mosek Shomim meant that the chatzar was a mud bath. Right, it was a mud. It was a third floor. It was full of mud. So in the summer, where it's a nice dry place, and you pour the water out, you don't want the water to sit there making mud. You want the water to flow out. It's just in the midrash of Shom, you couldn't care less. It's not going to help you anyway. The thing's going to end up being this full of mud. So you don't mind. You have no intent b'chlal for it to go out. Then there's always how much you can pour. Okay, that's one. One case. Maybe let's the Mishnah up to this point.
What time is Minko?
8:20, I think. Kotzer. So Mishnah Berurah gives a somewhat of an introduction to the siman over here. Called the worm to norm is siman zeh hukach. The general principle over here is the following. Chazal were able to estimate. He uses 2 saw of water, uses it for washing parts of his body, uses it for cooking, he uses it for other things. Everybody's using it for washing himself off, he gets 30. So a general person uses that amount of water per day. Okay. The Shabbos also lishbruch mishusah yachal lishusah rabim with the caramelish. You cannot pour water out of the shusah yachal into the shusah rabim directly, or even into caramelish directly. But we also there call them lishbruch shevkin shaloi luchatzera samach lebeisa shuvah shusay who gam ken mishusah yachal. The standard procedure was they would pour it out into a chatzur. Eventually, get absorbed there or run off. It wasn't soya. It wasn't something which was meis. It just was. Discard wastewater that the person would discard. So he would get absorbed there, or it'll flow off, whatever. He's not really, you know, that's what's going to happen. So he'd pour it from his house, which was Rishon LeYochid, into this chatzar, which was Rishon LeYochid. Okay. Rishon LeYochid, Rishon LeYochid. So it's going from his house into the chatzar. So that's fine. Shiru Chazal, Sasayim Mayim, Nivloyim, Bekarkish, Al-Arba'amas. Chazal touched up that 2 saw worth of water can be absorbed in this area 4x4. Venim Atamfi, Makarkish, Al-Chatzar. And the general, it gets absorbed and doesn't leave you with this muddy mess. So he doesn't have a need for the water to flow out because it'll get absorbed over here. If some of the water does flow out into the Rishon LeRabim, he wasn't trying to accomplish that. So since he has no intent for that, it's not given the halacha equivalent as if he did a saw from Rishus Yochel to Rishus Rab. But if the area is less than that measurement, the water is a large amount for that small amount of ground, and the water will not get absorbed on the karka. So it becomes all muddy. So the winter, he doesn't mind that because it's wet anyway, it's muddy anyway. But in the summer, when it's nice and dry, he's not happy with that. He wants the chutzah to be clean. He wants the water to flow out. If it flows out, he's accomplished what he wanted, set out to accomplish. Even though I made a rice that's still in two stages, it's not mamash your maisa. But because Al Asad and Gzeira, also a case that he would pour directly. Because we're going to allow this, next thing you know, he'll just pour directly. So the solution is to make this this depression over here, this hole, which can hold at least two saw of water. Now when he pours into the chutz, he doesn't want the water to roll out because he's very happy he's just going to the gumba. He has a solution for the cleanliness of his chatzar in the summertime, other than the water flowing out. They can go to the guma. Even if that's not what happened, and they did flow outwards into the chatzarab, we don't look at it as if he is being mitz, so he didn't do any malacha. So we have the situation which is smuchim chatzarab. We'll talk about a scenario where it's next to a not Rosh Hashanah, but it's next to a Carmelis, and then we have a rule of Carmelis that goes, so then you could pour whatever you want, and the fact that it flows into the Carmelis doesn't bother me. But over here it's next to Rosh Hashanah, we're going to limit what you're allowed to do. So he said this is talking about you cannot pour the discard water. In the summertime, he wants his chutz to stay clean. He wants the water to flow out lechutz. So when that happens, at least with our bonus, it's going to be a problem. Dalit. Then you have to make a gum which holds two saw, and the shear of a chatziyama by chatziyama by three fifths of an amma holds a sign. It doesn't have to be dafka in this shape. The shape that the Ramah gave was. There's an amma wide and an amma long, and 6/10 of an amma deep. You can play around with the dimensions as long as you get the same size of volume, you're okay. So he can build this either in the chatzar or he'll build the bachutz. Bachutz means hanabetzana chatzar. It's immediately adjacent to the chatzar. So in that situation, you need to cover it with an asorim in order that it should be kedei, that it should be a makom patur. Vav, v'gam kedei shlo yehei tekala l'rabim. Also, obviously, if you're having this water flowing out into the rabim and there's a hole there, it's dangerous. People can hurt themselves.
How does that make it a makom patur?
What?
How does that make it a makom patur, covering it?
Okay, once you cover fair questions. Let's see the next step. It's called Shimakum Matur. It's not because they're part of the Rishus Rabbah. So, because if you don't walk there anymore. So now it's its own place. And in its own dimensions, it's not a Shir, which is considered any type of Rishus. Now, The remote case, below Akisi, who gam ken malka patur. To whom pachas mi abra al arba. The scenario which we're giving was a half an amma by a half an amma, which is 3 by 3. So it was a hole, which is 3 by 3, and it's more than 3 tefachim deep. So it's considered distinct from the shesar rabbim. So once it's 3 tefachim deep, it's considered distinct. But it's not 4 by 4, so it's not a karmelis. So it's a malkam tur. Right? So, so that scenario like that, that would really be without him covering it. Ela penyala isa karkos uka nefesh atitz. Yeh pachas mishne shloisha the tefachim. Tibat mishne shloisha. But the reason why we cover it, because eventually the sediment builds up in this depression that you thought, and then it's no longer 3 tefachim deep, and now it's considered like part of the Shasarabim, because less than 3 tefachim deep, it's considered just like a little drop in the road. So then its dimensions are irrelevant, the width and the length. So in order to prevent that being a problem, we say cover it, even if that would happen, but by virtue of the fact that it's covered, it makes it distinct and separate. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I don't really understand the cover, but it's kind of a mixiastic question. What is covering something prevent Hashem Sharabim? It seems just like, I drive down, there's a pothole and there's one of those iron things on it. I drive over it.
Right, so the area underneath is no longer considered a Malkum, which you're...
You don't really have access to
it. The area underneath is now a Malkum Patur.
Correct. The area underneath is no longer part of the Tashish of the Rabbim. Yeah, the area on top is...
On top is still the Tashish of the Rabbim.
Yeah, the person would do what saw over there.
Right,
the person would do who saw over where he'd be.
If you take care of Rishon Yochid and put the item down on top of the boards, on top of the uka. He called it the uka, it's the skuma. Right? He carried through, that's called Rishon Yochid, the boards on top. So the picture over here, the boards are spaced separately. You probably can't put anything there, but let's say you'd cover it totally with a functioning, you know, they have these iron plates ahead, you know, type of thing. That's part of your shizurab. Oh, yeah. So now you're allowed to pour there, because we say everything is wonderful because the water is going to flow into the uka, not into shizurab. So the Mishapura. I feel the smell of Mir Shabbos, but you just poured out for Shabbos large amount of water, and now you're adding more. So the truth is, at this point in time, the uka hasn't had time to process all that water, let it get absorbed down into the ground. So it's full. So what's going to happen when you pour the water further into it? It's going to flow out into the Shasarab. Says, "Oy vey, that's a big problem." No, it's still good. Why is that? To keep in the Midrash, so less Yisura. It's not a direct issue. He's pouring in the chotzer, and it's landing in the chotzer, and then it's flowing on its own. That's not considered his mice. So, but there it goes. The kerchim of karmel is logos. Kerchim of shesarabim. There it goes. It's the rabban. Rashi tito chomim guma zeicher l'shabbos. But he shall yishkach v'yishlichem lehedim shesarabim. We're afraid if we allow him to do this, next time we'll just pour straight out the shesarabim. That's a big problem. So the whole thing is a gzera to that case. Therefore, if you create a hacker by putting this uka there, kima the ika hekera, you know, asiyas haguma, shori. L'hai time is nami tira lish mechom ha-shigirtza ha-shaguma ha-machzek ha-zbark ha-sosayim v'vada yeitzo n'sar l'chutz. You're not limited to pour just to saw there. You're not to pour more than that. But since it holds sosayim, it's good enough. He's very happy that it's flowing out. Says only the gzera. The gzera is removed by making this gumma. But however, it doesn't hold sasayim. You can't pour it to the cloud. Sasayim to shear tashvish adam liyoyim, and then already you're going to come to pour directly into the rishas rabbim, etc. This is mutter even if the chotzer is orach v'kotter. Kegern shu orach shvona hamis v'rechav shtayim. Kamokim yesh kam shear liboya sasayim. So you might argue, I'm pouring over here, if I stand in a chatzar, which is a square, it's going to spread out over the square. Over here, it's going to spread across the sides of the rectangle. It's only 2 amos wide, and don't there's a rabbit. No, this malchum can absorb sasayim, and therefore that itself acts as a chatzar. Or if Moshe Shabbat couldn't care less where it ends up, so then what does the Moshe use? He has no intent that it should travel further. It's money, it's been more money. So he has no kavanah b'chlal, so then we're not geyser that he might do something similar directly. They'll see this pouring of the water, and they'll say, well, you can do this in winter and then also in the summer. He sees the water flowing out. It might be coming out of a pipe or something, whatever it's coming out of. So it looks like it's the runoff from the rain. There hasn't been rain recently. It takes a while for the water to run off the roof. Okay. So the situation where the intimate shaman, there's no need for a guma at all. Okay. Chatzar really is a new case. Let's hold it here. So.